I've been there. But you know what sucks more is holding yourself back because you're afraid to grow. Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready? Welcome back, my loves, to the Seeking Isla podcast. I am, as always, super happy to be here with you guys this week. I am going to keep this week's episode short and sweet. I feel like I always say this, you guys, and then I end up chatting a lot. For all those who know me, I'm definitely a chatty Kathy, so bear with me. By short and sweet, I mean less than 30 minutes, because usually our episodes are like an hour at least. So anyways, my beauties, how are you? Happy April, happy spring, happy Aries season. So much to dive into today. I am doing this as a very informal, intuitive conversation and chat with you guys. I want to give you an update on what's going on energetically right now in the cosmos, in the universe, in the collective. I want to loop you in on some really fun stuff we got coming up in the Seek Isla community. And I want to have a little chit chat with you about how you can really utilize the energy of this time, because it's actually quite rare. So first of all, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to just loop you guys in on a couple things I've got going on in the community this week. First of all, if you're not yet a part of our mailing list or newsletter list, I would love to invite you to sign up for that. There's a link in the show notes. Every week at the start of each week, you'll get something called weekly guidance, which is tarot, oracle, and intuitive guidance and messages from spirit, my guides, the collective, energy, everything to prepare you for the coming week. I often will throw in a free meditation or journal prompts, things to get you guys to chew over and think about. I think it's such a fun way to start off the week and just really tune in. And yeah, if you guys are anything like me, I love having Sundays being like my rest days and my reflective days, and I love reading and like looking at the astrology for this week. So or for the coming week. So that's kind of why I created these emails that way. They go out every Sunday evening, sometimes Monday. Just depends on the week, usually Sunday. But either way, you'll get them at the start of the week. There's so much goodies, goodness and goodies in there. Goodness, guys, I am tumbling over my words today. And then on Thursdays, we have something called Community Magic that goes out on Thursdays. It's kind of another little check-in, seeing what's going on energetically with you guys towards the end of the week. And then I share all of the offerings that we have coming up in the community, like free weekly card pulls, oracle and tarot, and intuitive readings for you guys in the Facebook community. Oh my goodness, what is happening? I'll also put a link for that in the show notes as well, babes, if you'd like to join us there. Such an incredible community, growing so fast. I've really been connecting more deeply with you guys the last couple of weeks, and it's been incredible. I'm just in awe of the amazing souls that we have in the community that are all here to heal, to empower themselves, to just level up, step up on their soul journeys. And so I highly recommend, if you're looking for a community, to join ours. The women in there are so supportive. There's so much integrity and magic. I absolutely love it. I love being a part of it. I love holding this space for you guys. So I would love to invite you to come join us if that's calling to you. I also announce things like free workshops we have coming up, the latest episode of the podcast. You can tune in with me, other mentorship containers, and just supportive things for your soul growth coming up. It's lots of fun. Discounts on readings and sessions with me, things like that. So that's what goes out on Thursday. So sign up for that so we can be in touch. All right, my loves, what else? If, depending on when you're listening to this, if you catch this episode today, when I'm recording it Tuesday, April 13th, I would love to invite you to join us for the Seven C's of You, my loves. This is a, for lack of a better word, I guess, challenge in terms of challenging you guys to show up every day for yourselves for a week to do this. But I really like to think of it as a journey that I will be guiding our community in through the seven main chakras of our body. For those of you who don't know what that is, our chakras have to do with our energetic body. You can think of them as energetic wheels that are spinning in different points of our body. They relate to our organ function, to our emotional well-being, our mental well-being, our spiritual well-being. There's believed to be over 114 scattered throughout the body, but usually when you hear people talking about the chakra system, this is what they're talking about, the seven main ones. And this was something that was really, really calling to me very loudly through you, babes. I've had a very abundant, packed last 2 weeks of readings for you guys, one-on-one, in group sessions, in the Facebook group. And I just really could feel that so many of you felt really blocked in certain energetic fields of your body, particularly your heart chakra, so around your kind of chest space and your throat. I notice lots of themes of women being afraid to speak their truth, not feeling worthy of speaking their truth, or speaking up, not feeling safe to. Lots of women who still feel really blocked in their heart centers, feeling like they have to give love, but they can't receive it, or just grieving all the stuff that we went through this last year. So, also in our sacral area, digestive area, that's the area that we digest our food, but we also digest emotions and things. So if you've been noticing sensations of being blocked or sluggish or resistance or stuck or whatever, or you just want to come join us, I would love to have you. There's over 60 of us in this journey as of today, recording this episode, which is incredible. I'm so humbled by this. I knew that this was something that was going to speak to you guys, but I didn't anticipate it being this large. So I'm really, really excited to be able to hold this space for such a large group of incredible women. For those of you babes who are already fretting, overthinking things in your head, don't stress if you're in another country. I formatted this all so that there's going to be automatic replays in our private Facebook community that's just only for the women who are going through this journey together. So if you have to miss a session and make it up, or if you have to come late to it, do not stress. All of these sessions are recorded, and I'm really excited because this is going to be launching a much larger, deeper offer in which I'm going to really get into the energetics of this with you babes in a 7-week program. So more on that to come next week. But if you want to join us for the free one in the meantime, please sign up. There's a link in the show notes. You have until tomorrow, Wednesday the 14th at 3 p.m. to join us. 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, so it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and then I'm closing it so that we can begin. I'm so excited. I really can't wait. Really, really excited about the women who are doing this journey as well. So that's a bit of housekeeping for me, my loves. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, so energetic updates. I want to start off with those. We have some seriously big mama energy happening right now, and I am so here for it. I am going to caveat this with a couple warnings or advice recommendations for you babes as well, because these are things I'm also noticing for myself and in the collective. So first of all, this is a time of just so much newness. We are so supported right now by the earth, by Mother Nature, by the cosmos, by the universe, by astrology, the energetics, by spring. I mean, it is insane how many different energetic worlds are just giving us the green light right now. So for you babes who are like, what are you talking about? Let me break it down for you. So we, in the Northern Hemisphere, we've officially moved into spring. Spring is the season of rebirth, of new beginnings, of growth. It is just lovely. I think all of us feel rejuvenated and beautiful and amazing in the spring, okay? So that's one thing. If you're not in the Northern Hemisphere, don't worry about it. There's lots of other amazing stuff supporting you as well. I'm going to break it down for you. So we've got spring, okay? We also moved from Pisces season to Aries season, which I think I've talked about in the last couple of episodes. And Pisces is a mutable sign. It's kind of just everywhere and like, I don't know, I feel personally almost like seemingly nowhere at the same time, but also everywhere. It's a very emotional sign. I feel like this Pisces season was particularly heavy. Just a lot that we were really processing. And Pisces is also the 12th house. It's the last sign of the zodiac. So it is the last season of the astrological year, that which means as we moved into Aries season, we officially ended the astrological year of 2020, thank goodness, and stepped into a new energetic astrological season of 2021 with the start of Aries season, okay? We also moved from Pisces, like I just described to you guys, to Aries. Aries is all about fire. It's about action. It's about manifestation. It's about moving forward, forward momentum, no more resistance, go, go, go. I'm loving this energy. I was very starved for this energy after this winter. I'm here for it, okay? We also have, oh my goodness, babes, there's so many layers to go over with you guys. It's really exciting. We also just had the new moon in Aries, depending on where in the world you are, Sunday, April 11th through Monday, April 12th. New moons, as you babes know, especially if you follow along the podcast, my work, or just the moon cycles in general, new moons are all about intentions, new beginnings, turning inward. Like really, you know, if you think about the moon in terms of like its light frequency, its energetic light, full moons are bright, they're illuminating. New moons are dark. It's really, you know, I really like to live in alignment with nature and the moon cycle and think about what the energetics of that is inviting you to do. It's inviting you to turn inward. I see darkness as an opportunity to turn inward, to shut off external distractions, voices, anything like that. And get really clear on what it is you want, what you want to call in, what you want to feel. I always emphasizing feel for this next, not only moon cycle, but the next 6 months until we meet the corresponding full moon in Aries. I believe it's around October 21st. Don't at me. I don't know the exact day off the top of my head, but around October 21st. Okay. So we're looking at the next moon cycle. We're looking at the next 6 months. Also, since this is the first new moon of the new astrological year, we're also looking at what we want to call in energetically for this year as a whole, for the next 12 months. So there's just, do you guys see how this is kind of building on itself? There are so many layers of newness, new beginnings, fresh slates, just so much energetic support, okay? I'm so here for it. The other thing, I cannot believe how many things are happening right now. The other thing that we have going on right now is, to my knowledge, I could be incorrect, but pretty much all the major planets that we really look at in astrology are direct right now, which is really rare. We usually have like, you know, the famous Mercury, or I should say the infamous Mercury in retrograde, slowing things down, getting in the way with communication and travel, having us really revisit things, or Venus, Pluto goes indirect a lot. So, we have everything direct, all the energies moving forward. So do you see what I'm talking about with all these green lights? It's just an opportunity to go, go, go. Amazing, amazing energy. Okay, my loves, I talked about this, I believe, in the last two podcast episodes with all this forward momentum, with this go, go, go. That is why it is so important. I cannot emphasize to you enough to really get clear on where you're going this year, what you want to call in. If you don't know where you're going, feel into where you're going. Maybe you don't know exactly what it looks like, but you know how you want to feel, right? You want to feel abundant. You want to feel safe. You want to feel loved. You want to feel successful. You want to feel seen, recognized, creative, curious, whatever it is, okay? Flow, expansive, growing, learning, whatever is calling to you. Those are just some adjectives to get you inspired. So there's no excuses. Even if you're like, oh my gosh, this gives me anxiety, I can't think that far in advance, it's totally fine. I feel you there. But, and you have the ability to feel into how you want to feel. Because you may not know what it looks like, but you know how you want to feel, right? It's not too difficult to figure out. And if you don't know how you want to feel, pay attention to how you don't want to feel and then manifest the opposite of that, okay? So I love how I say I'm going to keep this episode short and sweet, and we're already at 15 minutes. All right, my loves. So that's what's going on energetically, okay? Let me talk about a little bit about the intuitive collective energy I've tapped into. Talked a little bit about before with the chakra journey that I'll be taking you guys on. There's lots of blocks happening. I'm also picking up on a lot of resistance. So like we have all these goes, these all these green lights from the universe, the cosmos, everything. But we're being met with resistance. Why is that? One of the previous episodes I talked about, you know, with all this forward momentum, it's amazing, but we have to remember as butterflies getting ready to come out of our cocoons that we actually have to let our cocoons shed to drop those off of us, right? So if you're still carrying the weight of all the transformation and healing and exploration and journeys that you have done over the last year, specifically the last couple of months, especially if you're in the northern hemisphere with the winter, we gotta let that go. A lot of you are still holding on to energy of that, and that's why you're feeling stuck. You're feeling resistance. You're like, I feel this forward energy supporting me, but I just like can't move forward. So if you're feeling that, come join us. Come join us in the free challenge. It's gonna be amazing. I'm gonna go into lots of information to support you guys to really kick off that journey. Also, take some time to explore this. Feel somatically into your body with some breath work. It can be as simple as just sitting every day for 5 minutes, taking deep breaths, and really tuning into your body. Where am I feeling tight? Where am I feeling resistance? Where am I feeling constriction? And giving yourself and your body, your feelings, your emotions, your spirit, the space to speak back to you. Don't force anything, okay? So just a couple of tips. If you want some more support with this, I would love to invite you to book a one-on-one session with me. I am opening up 2 spots at the end of this month for one-on-one mentorship. I had another girl actually inquire about this today, but this is something I don't really advertise. It's much more of like a beautifully intuitive process, or not intuitive, beautifully natural process that happens if somebody inquires about it or I feel compelled to reach out to somebody about it, where it's really for the women who are needing a lot of support. And this doesn't mean that you have to be depressed and like your world is falling apart. It could just mean that you're ready for your next level and you don't really know how to get there. It's an incredible, I work with women for a minimum of 5 weeks to hold that space for you, to support you in your soul empowerment, embodiment journey. We go through things like intuition, we go through soul exercises, meditations, connecting with your spirit guides, how to heal, inner child work, releasing things somatically in our energetic body. They're really, really powerful. I'm really, really selective and careful about who I work with because it's just so, these are such sacred containers that we create together, and you have access to me unlimited during business hours. So not only are you in my energy, but I'm in yours. So it's really important to me that we have a level of integrity and trust and, you know, love for one another, and we're going into these really intimate containers. So if that's of interest to you, I'll also leave a link for that actually below so you can apply. Like I said, I'm opening up 2 for the end of this month, or I have 2 that will be opening, and one of them is in the process of possibly being taken, but I will leave the link for you. There's a little survey you can fill out for me to get a better idea of you. And again, this is just a really intimate transformative container for us to work together one-on-one. Okay, that was a side tangent, but I was going to say, my loves, come join us in the Facebook group. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling stagnant, if you're feeling alone, join us in the Facebook group. The women in there are amazing, and they're so supportive. They're also empaths, they're intuitives. They're just women on a soul spiritual journey, and I was so in awe. I did a live Facebook reading today. Ended up hanging out with the babes for like almost an hour and a half. I only planned on being there for 30 minutes. And just the depth, the strength, the level of integrity they all had, the support they were supporting for one another in the comments. It was just like, it truly floored me. These women are really amazing. So if you're looking for women like that, come join us. Okay. My loves. Whew. I feel like we need to take a breath. Let's take a breath together. Okay. So let's exhale all our air here. Let's fill up for a nice juicy count of 4. Breathe in. Hold at the top. And release. Let's do one more like that. Breathe in. Fill up. Pause. And release. Beautiful. All right, my loves. So lots and lots of energy going on right now. One thing that I wanted to invite you guys to really think about as we are still in the energetics of this new moon. When you're making your little manifestation list, your intention list, exploring what you want to call in, taking your Epsom salt bath, your oils and your candles, thinking about this year, I really want to invite you, babes, to think about yourself and only yourself. Don't think about what Susan Sally wants or your mom or your partner or your best friend or your dad or your boss. Like, don't think about anyone, okay? I want you to think about what do I, me, as my soul, my body, here right now, my spirit, even my ego, what do I want for me, right? I think especially as women, you know, when we think about things and call things in, we're like, oh, I want to make six figures so I can give back to the community, so I can support my parents, so I can take my friends out to lunch. And that's amazing. By the way, those are all reasons on my list as well. But what I want to invite you guys to do today and this week as you're setting intentions, diving deep into your soul to figure out what you want this year, I really want you to put everyone else on the back burner. Just put them out of the picture for a minute. What do you want? Like, if money, daily life, all these things that get in our way, distractions, were not an issue. If you didn't have to compromise or dim your light in any way or anything, think about someone else. What do you want? Aries energy is all about me. I am. I will. I am. It's not we will, we, you know, we are. It's I, me. So I want to invite you, babes, to think about this and to know that it's not selfish. It is not selfish. I'm going to prevent myself from getting on a rant here, babes, because I've talked about this in previous episodes. I invite you to check out, it's a couple episodes ago, let's see if I can pull it up right now, that I talked about this on the podcast, because for myself personally, and also just for babes that I was mentoring, I was like, all right, enough is enough. Like, we need to chat about this. Like, it's time to be selfish. It's just time. And this word is just not even right. It's not selfish. It's just time to put yourself first. You know why? Because, and I talk about this all on the podcast, but when you fill up your own cup first and you're operating in a world and from an energetic place where you're fulfilled, you're nourished, your needs are taken care of, you will automatically show up better for every single person in your life naturally without even having to try, without even having to be like, oh, did I take care of so-and-so? Did I check in? If your cup is full and you take care of your own needs first and you do the things that inspire you and nourish you and take care of yourself, you're just going to show up better in the world. So being selfish is actually selfless. If you're one of those people who you don't like doing things for yourself because you feel like it's selfish, I would love to invite you to really examine that, okay? Because it's actually quite selfless. And again, I will link that podcast episode for you guys below. If you just want to go scroll and check it out, it's episode 21. But I really, really highly recommend you check it out, my loves, because... It's time. It's time, especially right now with Aries energy. You are so supported by the universe, by spirit, by the energies, by the cosmos to not only go after what you want, to not only think about what you want, you guys, let me rephrase that, to not only think about what you want, but to fucking go after it. I am inviting you all to go after your deepest desires under the premise that you understand that it is not selfish. And here's the part where I think we get stuck. Because oftentimes if we go after the things that we really want, we will lose people in the process of that. If we go after the things that we really want and we step into the person that we know that we are, our highest version of ourselves, our most authentic aligned versions of ourselves, if we do that, we know that we will lose people in the process. And that's the scary thing. That is the part that holds us back. And that's what makes us feel selfish. Who am I to step into my most incredible, authentic, highest self, magnificent soul creature if it hurts other people? Who am I to do that? But you know what, loves? You know what that's saying to the universe about yourself and your love for yourself? It's saying that the feelings of others are more important than yours. that other people's feelings, what they want, even if it's not in your best interest, is more important than what you want, what your soul needs, what your heart needs. Think about that for a minute. Because at the end of the day, and I don't mean to go to like this, I don't mean this in a dark way. I just got to give you guys a little bit of a taste of some direct medicine today. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much somebody loves you and cares about you and has your back. No one else will ever, 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 ever have your back the way that you do. So are you going to show the universe and tell the universe and everyone energetically that what they want is more important than what you want? And that you are going to only put, like, you're going to put yourself at the end of the totem pole or halfway down? What is that telling the universe? No wonder you're not attracting the things that you want. Again, I'm not telling you to cut out everyone and to move and, you know, just like never help anyone again and just do your dreams and la la la. That's not what I'm saying, you guys, you know. You can do things for yourself in a place of intentionality. Is that a word? I don't think so. You can do things for yourself from a place of intention and being intentional and from a place of love and truth and honesty. And yes, it may fucking hurt people sometimes and it sucks. I've been there. But you know what sucks more is holding yourself back because you're afraid to grow, because it might hurt others and it might rock the boat. Guess who that hurts? That hurts you. You're keeping yourself in that cocoon. You're keeping yourself in that heavy ass cocoon that you're feeling right now that's already causing the resistance. Right? And my loves, I say this as a message to myself just as much as you, because I have to remember, I have to remind myself this too. I'm an empath. I'm HSP. I care very deeply for people. I feel what they feel. So it's really hard for me. It's always a practice for me to put my needs first, to show up for myself first. But you know what? If I didn't do that, I couldn't be here showing up for you guys the way that I want to and be here having the time and the energy and the space to record this episode for you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to light a fire under your little booties to go do this too. But I'm here because, you know, this week had a really rough couple of last days just with really intense migraines and weird vertigo stuff going on. And I rested. I didn't force myself to do things. I didn't force myself to go out and, you know, go to events that I couldn't go to. I canceled a lot of things. I rescheduled and I rested. And that's why today I can show up and be here for you, because I put my needs before everyone else's, right? If you had talked to me about this a few years ago, I would have been just a potato on the floor, not able to show up, because I would have gone to everything and still done everything for everyone and just been a mess, right? So it's time, my loves, use this energy that is so supporting of you, so supportive of you. It's holding the space for you to be you, for you to get honest with you, for you to show up as your most authentic, aligned, badass, highest self, so that you can call in what you want for you for this year. Don't worry about your kids or your friends or your parents. There are other seasons for that. We have our whole lives to do that. Take this one month, this one couple of weeks, the next 3 weeks or so, to think about, what do I want? What do I, as a soul and a heart and a spirit and a body, what do I want? Okay? Speaking of this authentic self, showing up as your authentic self, as your most aligned self, my loves, I will be kicking off the next round of the Isla Alchemy Container next month. And that's what that work is all about. It's 5 incredibly potent, powerful, strong weeks in a sisterhood container to support you, to really push you through this journey that's an incredible journey and so rewarding, to step into your highest self, into your most authentic, aligned self. So I won't talk too much about that right now. That's not what today's episode's about. But if that's been calling to you in any of the times I've talked about it, join us. Or if it's calling to you right now, it's the first time and you're like, that sounds interesting, join us. I will also put a link for that in the show notes, okay? All right, my loves. One last thing I want to mention before I let you guys go. I think our episode will end up being under 40 minutes. But hey, I think I did pretty good. One last thing I want to mention to you, my loves, is Aries. So with this Aries season, Aries is fire. It's spicy. Okay. We also have a lot of other planets in Aries right now at the time of this recording. So if you're feeling angry, aggressive, impatient, whatever, okay, I invite you to move your body, move that energy around, dance, do yoga, go for a walk. I invite you to cool down, to literally cool off, get in a pool, get in some water, get in the shower, visualize all that anger and heat and aggression wearing off of you. And I also invite you to explore what is triggering this anger, because that's also something that's really important to look at. You know, for remembering that we're all just mirrors here reflecting back to one another or stuff, okay? So just something I wanted to flag as well, because it can get a little spicy this week with that. All right. So I was going to say that's it for our episode this week, but my loves, let me pull some cards for us. Our deck. So I started working with last week Rebecca Campbell's Work Your Life Oracle card deck. My loves, this deck is so stunning. I've been called to her decks, you know, kind of on and off. I've always worked with the tarot. I hadn't worked with Oracle before. And I was a little bit, you know, I was excited to use the deck, but I was like, I don't know how intuitive this will be. I don't know if I'll be able to really channel messages the same way as I can with the tarot. But my loves, I started doing these as readings in the groups last week, and it's also been incredibly profound. So I'm really excited to start. I've already started. End of day brain. I'm really excited to also offer this as a tool in my sessions with you guys, because it's been a very intuitive channel for me as well. And the cards are absolutely stunning. So I'm just going to pull a couple to give you your message for this week or for whenever you're listening to it. Time is just a concept. Everything is in a continuum. You hear things when you're meant to, so don't worry if you're listening to this a month from now or a year from now. It's all good. These messages will find you when you need to hear them. So let's see what's coming in for this week. And my loves, if you would like to book a session with me, I absolutely love holding that space for you. I will also put that link in the show notes. Okay. Ugh, this is what I was just talking about. Oh my goodness. My loves. I love this. Also, I'm going to plug for you guys to join our Facebook group again, because when you do that and I do these readings live for free in the group every week, you get to actually see these stunning cards. So I don't know if I mentioned this or if this is something I alluded to, but I'm going to emphasize again. With Aries season, with it being all about me, what I want, one thing that I really want to talk about as well is noticing that a lot of you guys, when you're putting others' needs in front of yours, you're dimming your light. You're making yourself small to fit into this patriarchal structure, the societal structure, your friend structures, your family structures. So stop doing that. I know it's easier said than done, but stop doing that, okay? You were meant, you were all equipped with incredible gifts, incredible light, each and every single one of you. And when you dim it, you're taking away that opportunity to shed that on someone else who needs your light, okay? So I'm just emphasizing that again, my loves, because the first card that we pulled is don't dim to fit in. How are you dimming your light in order to fit in? Oh my goodness, I'm in love with all these cards that we got. So how are you doing that? Something to think about as you call in your intentions for the next 6 weeks, the next 6 months, and the next 12 months with this new moon. Next card, Min Tonkin, longing for home, belonging, the original light workers. As you guys are going through the up level that's going to happen with all this energy supporting you, as you're going through these new beginnings, okay, many of you will long for a sensation of home, because remember what I said, it's lonely. When you really put your needs first and you step into your empowered highest self, you will lose people along the way, okay? So a lot of you are wondering, like, where is my soul tribe at then? Like, but where are they at? You know, it would make it a lot easier for me to dive headfirst into this if I have a soul tribe looking for me. So a lot of you are you're looking for that sensation of home, of belonging. again, come join the Facebook group. It's all about that there, okay? Last question I'm going to leave you with is Imrama. Where are you being called to journey to? Where are you being called to journey to? Think about that under the lens of what do I, me, as an individual, as a soul, what do I want? Where is your soul calling you to? Okay. My loves, I think I might post this as a photo on my Instagram because I'm in love with our messages. I'm in love with the photos. So for listening to this, go find the post from today or tomorrow, April 13th. Might put it up April 4th. No, I'll put it up today. So that you guys can look at these cards because they are so beautiful. Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, my beauties. That's it for today's episode. Did pretty good. We're under 4 minutes. Amazing. I'm proud. Under 4 minutes. Under 40 minutes. I'm here for it. So my loves, I'm sending you all so much love, so much support. This is such an exciting time. Energetically, astrologically, intuitively, everything, cosmically. So get excited, okay? If you want to unblock, unburden, unleash your inner energy, your inner potential, come join us for that free challenge. Also, keep an eye out for the super deep one where we'll dive in for 7 weeks together. That'll be coming out next week. You're always more than welcome to sign up for a reading with me. I love supporting and holding that space for you. If you want to move deeper, you already know it's a hell yes. Check out the application for one-to-one mentorship spots. Again, I'll have one or two opening up at the end of this month if that's calling to you. Isla Alchemy Container will be opening up next month, so I will put a link in the show notes for the waitlist. Would love to have you there as well. It's such an incredible, oh my goodness, it's such an incredible journey. I love it. It's my favorite group mentorship program. And yeah, join our Facebook group. Come hang out with me every week. We do free readings in there. It's so much fun. Sign up for the newsletter so you can stay in tune with everything. Get weekly guidance at the start of every week. And my loves, I have a favor to ask you. If you're loving these episodes, it would mean the world to me if you could take 2 minutes today. I think honestly, it maybe even takes just 1 minute to go on Apple Podcasts, leave me a 5-star review, type a couple sentences of your feedback, whatever you want to share. This really means, first of all, it just means so much to me. I put so much love and energy into these episodes. I love meeting you guys here every week. And I want to continue to get the word out. I want to continue to be able to support all the babes who are on the same journey as you. So by you guys taking a minute out of your day to leave a review, it really helps to get the word out and get this message to others who need to hear it, inspire others, support others. It means so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And my loves, as a thank you, if you take a minute to do that today, send me a screenshot of your review and I will send you a beautiful free 20-minute self-love, self-empowerment guided meditation. It's so healing. You get to listen to it as many times as you want. One of my favorite meditations, just to say thank you and to give back to you. So thank you so much for being here. I love you all. Subscribe to the episodes, like it, leave a review, share it with a friend who could hear the message. And my beauties, take some time for you this week. Think about what you want. Okay, I'm so excited for this, so here for this. I will be back in your ears next week with another episode. Until then, I love you all so much. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Bye.